From country to town, people are helping people every day to make something of themselves and their communities. Join us on JIS Radio and see how Jamaicans are sharing the love.
Much can be achieved through partnership. And that was highlighted recently on National Labor Day as government, private sector, and citizens partnered to create spaces fit for children. On today's program, we recap two of those activities. You're tuned in to Sharing the Love. Thanks for joining us.
Jamaica makes quantum leap in the 2014 Logistics Performance Index.
Ground broken for total logistics facility at Kingston Wharves.
Jamaicans access logistics training in China, and Maritime Institute trains over 34,000 in Logistics 101.
But that's not all. Logistics 102 has been launched.
We are HubActive.
Things are indeed happening.
This is a powerful vision of Jamaica's future, unfolding now before our very eyes. In what I call the hub effect.
Yes, the Jamaica Logistics Hub Initiative, a bold new vision for Jamaica's future.
About 2 years ago, we did a Christmas project here, came and did a little concert for the boys and so on, and we saw some of the needs. So it's always been something that whenever we can, we've been saying, let's do something again with Jamaica Christian Boys Home. And this year, given the theme of Labor Day, which is creating that kind of nurturing space for our children, we thought that it would also be in keeping with that.
Mayor of Kingston, Senator Dr. Angela Brown Burke. The Jamaica Christian Boys Home got a well-needed facelift on Monday, May 25, as scores of volunteers turned out to participate in a Labor Day project at the New Kingston-based facility. The project included washing and painting of the fence, exterior walls, dormitories, bathrooms, as well as the foyer and living room. 22 mattresses were also donated to the home. The activity was organized by the Kingston and St. Andrew Corporation, KSAC, in collaboration with Appliance Traders Limited, ATL. Mayor Brown Burke expressed his pleasure at the level of support received.
Oh, I think it's always important for them to have as many individuals as possible to come in, show love, you know, let them know that they're not forgotten, that they're cared for, and there are many of us who know that they are here and that we want to give of ourselves.
Junior Minister for Science, Technology, Energy and Mining and Member of Parliament for Southeastern St. Andrew, Julian Robinson, who was among the volunteers, said he was pleased with the effort to provide a bit of uplift to the facility.
As the theme is protecting our children, and many of our children who are in the homes are vulnerable. They have come from very difficult circumstances. So this project is to give the home a boost, and hopefully that will assist the boys in their own rehabilitation.
The group from ATL repainted all the boys' dormitories and the bathrooms, as well as participated in landscaping activities. Customer service representative at ATL, Alondra Gutsmore, says she was happy to assist with the beautification of the boys' home.
Being here today to contribute towards these boys, it's a wonderful feeling, and I'm very proud to be a part of this team, and I had crazy fun doing it. It's good to know that you can give back.
And residents of Waterford in Portmore St. Catherine now have a comfortable space for recreational activities with the establishment of the first ever park in the community. The construction of the park was the parish project for the Portmore Municipal Council. Valued at $2 million, the project involved collaboration with the Ministry of Local Government and Community Development with input from citizens. State Minister for Local Government and Community Development, Colin Fagan, says the establishment of the park forms part of plans to further develop the community.
I am good enough.
I am brave enough.
I am strong enough.
I have had enough.
You've had enough. Report cases of suspected child abuse at the Office of the Children's Registry now. You are strong enough. You are brave enough. You are smart enough. Call 1-888-PROTECT. All calls are confidential.
And that's where we leave you on today's program. Join us again next week when we highlight the work of another Good Samaritan. I'm Casita Irving, daring you to share the love and wishing for you a wonderful week.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.